This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio.
With Ali Milani and Zoe Grunewald.
Good evening, everybody. It's Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio. As you might have noticed, based on my dress sense, that fact that I'm not as good looking, I'm not Bobby Norris. I'm Ali Milani.
And I'm not Bobby Norris either. I'm Zoe Grunewald.
We are the presenters of Politics Uncensored. But for this week, for a Halloween twist, we're doing Freaky Fridays and we're swapping shows. And we've got a jam-packed show for you this evening. Later on, we'll be joined by someone called Shona.
Yeah.
From Married at First Sight. Plus, we'll be joined in the studio by a mystery guest. But first, I'm going to give a brief background to all of our listeners as to why this is happening. So this started with a drinks down at the pub. I think it was someone's birthday from FUBAR Radio. And I mentioned a story about how I accidentally met Harry Styles on a football pitch. Had no idea who he was. Asked him to take a picture of our football team. He thought we wanted to take a picture with him. We didn't. We wanted him to take a picture of us. That ended up going viral. And essentially, people found out that I don't know who any celebrities are. Like, I watch no reality TV. I'm completely disassociated from, like, the showbiz world. To the point where, during the election, this is the first time I'm admitting this on the air or live in any capacity, I had to have little zeitgeist sort of one page is written for me so I wouldn't embarrass myself because I was pretending to be young at the time.
Wow.
I was like the young, hip candidate. So I had to have like what my favorite Beyonce song is and things like that because I couldn't name any. So because of that, what we've done is a Freaky Friday. And Zoe's going to really help me out today.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through the showbiz news. We've got guests. Everyone's very excited about this because largely I'm going to embarrass myself.
Yeah. And this is why we make such a good pairing, because if I wasn't a political journalist, I would definitely be, in some way, a showbiz reporter, because I love it. I love reality TV. I'm addicted to reality TV. I would say I like it more than politics. So when this opportunity came up, I was like, hell yeah. And you know what? I've been ill over the weekend, like
you
quite
have,
ill.
Yeah, very ill.
But I was getting myself here today. So if I'm coughing, I apologize. But this is my big break. This is like my career highlight.
I was texting Zoe this week while she was, I think, in urgent care. I'm like, are you okay? And her response was, I'm going to make it on Wednesday.
I'll be there.
So we're going to introduce our showbiz journo, Lottie Hume, who's going to help us with the showbiz roundup, I think, this week. The showbiz stories of this week. And we're going to go through them. Lottie, how much are you dreading doing this with me?
Oh, I'm not dreading it at all, guys. Hello, I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so excited to see you embarrass yourself. This is going to be brilliant. Mm. And you know what, for you, I mean, there's no way to feel better than watching a bit of reality TV. So I bet you love binging it this weekend.
Oh my God,
Lottie, do you know what Zoe made me do this week?
What?
She made me watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and
New York and Salt Lake City.
I have never watched a show in which I hated every single character that showed up. I hated everyone.
Oh my God.
I hated where they were. I'm never going to New York. I'm never going back to Beverly Hills. Although they weren't in New York, they were on some boat.
No, all the best drama happens when they're not actually in their town. It's when they're on holiday.
Away, they like kind of like relax a little bit, don't they? And it all happens.
Absolutely.
Not that you would know because you're new to
TV. I watched two episodes. I watched one on Beverly Hills, which was the dinner party from hell, when they had some medium show up. And for some reason, she pulled out this electronic cigarette and just dropped grenade after grenade at the dinner party. And then I watched the New York one where this woman literally had a breakdown live as I was watching this dinner party happen.
That sounds like reality television.
On
that
a Caribbean
really
island, yeah.
Who would have a breakdown on a Caribbean island?
I nearly had a breakdown watching it.
Sounds like you did.
But let's go through showbiz stories this week.
Let's do it.
So the point of this now is I am going to try and guess what these stories are, Lottie.
Yes, yes.
And you're going to help me get out of jail, and Zoe's going to help me as well. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know if, Zoe, you know all of these.
I think I do.
Okay, so the first story I actually know. So it's an easy one.
Okay.
And that's the Timothy Chalamet shows up to a lookalike competition. So I saw this on Twitter.
Did you?
Where there were videos of all these people in New York, I think it was showing
indeed
up to a Timothy Chalamet lookalike competition.
Yeah.
And then he showed up as well. In a tremendous display of vanity.
I was thinking that, by the way, guys. I thought, you know what? There were rumours that he was going to show up. But when he did, you thought, what, really? And it was very much like all attention on him.
Yeah.
So my question, why?
Exactly why? Well, just for a bit of context, so I'm obsessed with this story because I just think seeing all these Timothy Chalamet, there are so many Timothy Chalamet lookalikes in the world. I didn't know. And basically, some random, I think 50 promotional flyers kind of mysteriously appeared around New York City. And then they had this iconic competition where they all gathered together. They got in trouble with the police, though, so they all had to move. But basically, what it was a Timothy lookalike would kind of stand up and then the crowd would either boo or cheer, given the fact if you looked like him or not. And then obviously in amongst it, like you said, old Timothy showed up and was like, this is the real me.
But the most peculiar thing about it was Timothy Chalamet looked the least like Timothy Chalamet of everybody at the lookalike competition.
Oh, he did. It's so weird. Like it's almost like maybe he's, I don't know, doing a new movie role or something, but he had like a tash and he just didn't look like himself.
Mm.
And it's, but it was brilliant. And I think we need more of these. I think we need more of them. And
I'm a conspiracy hat on. I think his agency or something has set this up.
Oh, really?
What's this?
No
way.
You're
talking to me about mystery, like flyers being given out. And
I saw something on TikTok a while ago of a woman doing it, like putting up flyers. And ever since now, people are tweeting things like, you know, Henry Cavill lookalike competition in my room.
We need
room.
All
yeah,
of them.
He's Superman,
we need
so
all of them.
It.
Yeah.
But like, no offence to Timothy. He's a good looking chap. But I feel like, I feel bad. He's quite a generic looking man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Henry Cavill, I'd love to see that. I'd be hanging around wherever that is.
I'm happy to judge it. I'm happy to offer my services in any way.
Is Timothy Chalamet, was he involved in some sort of love triangle with Spider-Man and Zendaya, or is that not true?
I don't know, you know, but I know he's with Kylie.
Who's Kylie?
Who do you think Kylie is?
Minogue?
Yeah, exactly.
Kylie Minogue.
We're spreading fake news.
Timothy Chalamet is
Kylie
Minogue.
No, Ali, no.
Isn't she like 50 years old?
No.
Oh, then, okay.
No.
This is why we love this.
Okay. Let's move on to the next story before I get a cease and desist letter texted to me. So Brit celebs under 30 rich list revealed, including world's richest pet, which is Taylor Swift's cat.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the point of this is me and Zoe try and guess a couple of the. First of all, why is a cat on the rich?
So basically, they have like animals as well, like celeb animals. And Taylor Swift's cat is actually richer than, I can't remember who it was. It's someone on the rich list. The cat is richer.
But it says here British celebs, and she's not British. And
no, but they did like British. A different. They did like US than they did. So obviously, Kylie, our friend Kylie Jenner, topped the US one. But I've seen them all, guys.
Wait, who's Kylie Jenner? No.
Oh, no.
Kardashians.
You can't say who's Kylie
Jenner.
Jenner
then?
Because her father had a different name.
Oh, right. Okay. Wait, what?
So she wasn't a Kardashian.
So her dad...
Bruce Jenner's her dad.
Yeah.
Who married...
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, yeah, Caitlyn Jenner, who married Chris, and they had Kendall and Kylie Jenner.
Okay, the Kardashian I know is from the OJ trial. That was
her
dad, right?
That's Kardashian.
Robert Kardashian, yeah.
But he's dead. And Chris Jenner remarried.
I got you.
We need a family tree in here.
We need a family tree.
A genealogy chart.
This list is actually really random. I was looking at it today, and some of them are expected. Some of them I was like, no, I don't understand. Anyway, I've seen it. So maybe just come at me with who's on the top.
By the way, I'm very pro the cat being on the rich list, largely because my will, everything's going to
my
cat.
Is the cat Meredith or is it Benjamin?
Meredith.
Okay,
good.
Does she have two cats?
She's got two cats.
What the fuck about Benjamin? Why is Benjamin not getting it?
Where's Benjamin? Oh,
Benjamin's newer
Benjamin's
than Meredith.
Been cancelled.
Oh, he's got to earn his way up. Okay, Brit celebs. Let's try and name a few. Zoe, let's go. What are some Brit
under 30.
Oh, crap.
Who's top? Who's top of the list?
Brit celebs under 30.
If you want hints, I can give
Marcus
you
Marcus Rashford.
Absolutely not.
He's got to be rich, no?
I'm sure he's rich, but we're talking more kind of... So this, he's a singer, Watermelon Sugar High.
Oh,
I played football with him.
Yeah.
Harry, of course, your friend Harry.
Yeah, terrible football player, smells.
But Harry has got a net worth of £200 million.
Did you say smells?
And
well,
smells.
He had played football, so... He had played like 2 hours of
That's
football.
That's like a FUBAR exclusive,
so
right?
We
Harry
smelled.
Styles smells. There's smelled. The headline.
do you know, can I tell you, by the way, what's the weirdest thing? So after we posted this picture of Harry, I say the smells thing as a joke, by the way, before the fandom gets me. After we posted this picture, like half of the football team had no idea who he was, right? And then I started getting DMs, like, what does he smell like? What does his hair feel like? Like random fans DMing me. And
oh,
I didn't
people are super fans.
I had no idea how famous he was.
Yeah, he's like mega, 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 mega famous. I'd love to meet Harry. Okay, what about women though on the rich list? Because there's a female in second place. She's also a singer.
Under 30. I don't know anyone under 30. Adele's not under 30, is she?
Right, we need to figure this out and then we need to move on for time's sake. So quick fire.
Give me one more. Not Kylie Minogue. Begins with a D. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
There you go.
Oh,
smashed it.
Tip of my tongue.
And then there's loads of Love Island.
I get Dua Lipa confused with Lupita from is it Get Out? Or,
yeah, they're,
or
they
up.
Are. Yeah, they're quite different.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. Lots of rich celebs,
lots
including
rich
cats.
Celebs.
Okay.
Very rich celebs.
Okay. I'm going to skip one. I'm going to go to Maura Higgins.
You know who that is, right?
Going on I'm a Celebrity. I have no idea who Maura Higgins
tell
is.
Tell me who you think she
is.
Is
that Bradley Wiggins's? No, that's Higgins.
That's exactly it.
It's Bradley Wiggins' long lost sister.
Exactly. No, Maura Higgins is obviously a Love Island star. She was on a few years ago. She was on the same series as Tommy and Molly, who are kind of Love Island giants, icons. And basically, we think she might be going on I'm a Celeb, which would be great. We've got the lineup coming soon. Obviously, it starts really soon as well. Tommy Fury was meant to be going on. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's the one who lost that fight with KSI.
He is that one. Mm. And because he's not going on, they've kind of lined up Maura instead. And she will be, obviously, you don't know who she is.
Yeah.
She will be... Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
She'll be amazing,
I know
Maura, right?
Yeah, she's funny, she's quick.
Yeah.
She's sassy.
Like, exactly.
Love it.
She's punchy. I think she probably could do really well.
She'll bring
actually.
A bit of glam. Like, she's kind of,
Do they still make them eat stuff? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting.
I don't like I'm a Celeb because I don't
really?
Like watching them have, like, goo poured over them.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit gross.
Yeah.
It? It's when they're like, when they have to open their mouths to show if they finish eating, like, the witchetty grub. And I'm like, no, we don't need to see it.
Yeah.
We don't need to see that.
Okay, next story.
Come on.
It's not we're talking about. It's not Pierre Edwards. It's Parai Edwards.
No, try again.
Read out the whole sentence with the way you think that's pronounced.
I think it's Perry Edwards opens up on Jesse Nelson for
laughs.
Great.
And what I think this is I think Perry Edwards is some form of celebrity that I don't know, has opened up about breaking up with Willie Nelson's son. And there's been a massive backlash. That's going to be my guess about what's going on.
Oh, this is just
because I don't know who Perry. No, it's Perry, right?
It's Perry.
Perry Edwards.
Perry Edwards.
Is, and who Jesse Nelson is.
Do you know Little Mix? You know the band Little
Mix,
from, don't you?
Yeah, from X Factor.
They are absolute X Factor icons. But obviously, they split up. Jesse left the band. And anyway, since Perry's kind of opened up, she doesn't really open up much about, they don't really talk about the drama that's gone on with them. But she has opened up on a podcast. She said, you know, that she's kind of tried to reach out. Essentially, she said she's really struggled with Jesse not being in the band and that they haven't seen each other. She doesn't know whether to reach out, and just said it's a bit of a like horrible dynamic. Anyway, then Jesse posted on Instagram on her story. The internet
Who's
is Jessie? Gross. Jesse's also in
Little
Mix.
Sorry, sorry.
One that they've fallen out with. She said the internet is gross and so are humans. And everyone's like, oh, you know, she's really going for it. And it's like a cryptic dig. Because we love a cryptic dig in showbiz. Mm. We love So the feud continues. And will they ever be friends again? Who knows?
Is this one of those deals like, what was that film where they had Team Edward and Team Jacob?
What do you think the film was called?
Twilight, I know that.
Oh, you know that.
Is it like a Team Edwards, Team Nelson situation?
Team Nelson? Yeah, I guess so. But Little Mix fans are diehard Little Mix fans,
right.
You know what I mean? So they love them all. And they're all amazing girls.
And do Little Mix fans hate like One Direction fans?
Oh, I don't know, you know.
There I don't think so. There, I think there's like some crossover.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Married at First Sight star Kieran breaks silence on dating another co-star. Is it the end for him and Christina?
Have you guys been watching Maths?
I have, but I didn't watch last night.
I didn't watch last night, which is really bad.
So am I behind on this? Because this is like a shock to me.
Well, we've got like spoiler alert. We have to say spoiler alert. But obviously tonight it's like... Basically, obviously, you'll know Christina and Kieran. Things just aren't going well between them, which is devastating. So basically, they're a couple that are like...
Ali's face.
So they're a couple that, you know, you sometimes get a reality show and you're like, they're the ones that are going to stay together for the long run. They are like the couple. Everyone else is having drama, breaking up, chaos. These two are going to stay together. But now he's kind of got the ick. And it's really sad because you can't come back from the ick, can you? It's really difficult.
Can you not? Okay.
I don't know. Apparently not.
All I know about Married at First Sight is this was essentially my mum's idea of getting me married before I got married.
Oh, really?
It's basically just arranged marriage.
But they're not legally binding, are they? The weddings. So I mean, technically they're married at first sight. But
But the guy's got the ick.
He's got the ick. He's just saying like he can't really. You know, he breaks down in tears in tonight's episode. He's just basically he can't. he doesn't want to be affectionate with her. And everyone on social media is saying, well, we think that that's just kind of an excuse. It's like a get out. Mm. He kissed another bride. It was like a bit of a joke, but he still kissed another bride. There are rumours that he's dating Polly or Sasha.
Oh my God.
Which he has strenuously denied.
Wait, but which one's Sasha?
Sasha's the blonde one. She's with Ross.
What?
Yeah, because you know Ross and Sasha... Again, spoiler.
Oh my God.
Ross and Sasha aren't together.
No.
Obviously. Should I have told you that? I feel
well,
so bad.
No, it's fine. I mean, I'll cope, but like...
Are you sure?
What
are you
the
sure?
Hell?
Are you
okay.
Get over it?
Jeez, okay. God.
Wait, so they're dating someone else?
Yeah. So basically, like, when, you know, with these shows, there's so many spoilers. And it's so hard nowadays.
Oh, because they're all pre-recorded.
Something. Yeah, it's recorded ages ago. And it's so hard nowadays to actually watch something and not see what's going on the internet or, you know, people say rumors, TikTok videos, that kind of thing. But yeah, apparently they're not together anymore. But Christina and Kieran, we're all rooting for. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you, Christina and Kieran.
Can I just ask one question before we go to the break? Yeah. And I'm going back to Timothée Chalamet really quickly. Ali, if you had to attend a celebrity lookalikes competition, whose would you be turning up at?
Oh, I don't who I look like. To be honest, when I was much younger and had a lot less weight on, I used to get told I look like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh my god.
I'd have to lose a lot of weight for you to see it. Go on my Instagram and
look
at some of my
Robert
older
Downey
picture.
Jr. Okay.
Otherwise I don't like Jack Black now with the
Jack Black.
Lottie.
Do you know what? I have a crush on Leonardo DiCaprio. I know.
But you wouldn't go... Okay, oh, so you'd go to the lookalike competition just to...
Yeah, because I'd want
to
see all of them. Okay. Yeah. Right, I'd want to see all the Leos coming out of the woodwork. What about you?
The way you phrased that question, my answer of Jack Black is even worse. Just going to see a bunch of people that look like Jack. I love Jack Black, but...
Yeah, he's cool. I don't think you would turn up at the Jack Black lookalike competition.
No?
If that means
Who
anything
would you have
to
me
at? Let's say Robert Downey Jr.
That's very that'd kind. Be good. That'd be good.
Okay, cool. That was fun.
I think you guys actually smashed it. I'm not gonna lie. You knew more than you thought.
Have I said anything that's gonna get me cancelled?
No.
That's a whole plan of
maybe,
today.
No, actually, maybe that Timothy's dating Kylie Minogue. I don't think that's. That's not a thing.
I have inside information, but
an exclusive.
Quite yet. Okay, so we're going to be moving on. We've got a mystery guest coming up next, who's going to be in the studio and talking to us. And I think the point is, Zoe and I are trying to guess who this person is. I thought Zoe's probably going to get there much quicker than I will. But we're going to have our mystery guest Dan after a few messages.
Access All Areas continues next. Bar Radio. What the hell with Gabby Allen?
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see like the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be like this, like serious, like fuck boy, like lad. You know what I mean? And then they meet me. And I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google App Stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
It's the sound of your mates alive. Is getting to more gigs this year and the next. It's the sound of saying, I got you, mate. It's the sound of mates enjoying even more of this. It's the sound of mates getting home instead of here. Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. contact your GP practice.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. If you haven't figured it out by now, then I don't know what you're doing, because I'm Ali Milani.
I'm Zoe Grunewald. And neither of us are Bobby Norris.
We have taken over Access All Areas. It's budget week, and therefore Politics Uncensored has abandoned politics and decided to do showbiz. And we are now joined in the studio by our mystery guest, Dan.
How are we doing?
Good to meet you, Dan. Dan, just all cards on the table. Part of the what's going on here is I have no idea about anything that happens online or in show business or celebrity world. Zoe's a bit more clued up than I am. Okay. So we've put this segment together where we're going to try and guess what you're famous for.
Cool.
And Zoe's going to ask the first question.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, are you famous for being on TV?
Yes.
Yes.
And we can only ask yes and no questions, is the part, yes, I should have said. So I'm going to ask if you were involved in a scandal.
No.
Oh, love it.
I'm going to ask if you were famous for being on reality TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you famous for being on a reality TV show that is very popular? Or is it more niche? Is it very popular, because it can only be yes or no?
It's a question, yeah, it's very niche.
Yeah.
Is it very popular?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a dating show?
Yes.
Did you do something particularly outrageous on this dating show?
Yes.
Did it involve nudity?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Was it positively received?
Yes, positive, yes.
Okay, so I think, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, go, do it.
I think you were on, I'm going to guess, Love Island.
No.
Oh, were you on Naked Attraction?
No.
Oh.
What's Naked Attraction? Oh, that's the Channel, yeah, 4 one. Oh, that should be taken off air. I don't, Married at First Sight? I don't know any reality TV shows. Zoe, help me out.
What did you say? What? Okay, I think I think you have to tell us.
The only hint is combine the two. You've got Love Island, you've got Dating Attraction. Put the two together, put it in a mix.
Naked Love Island.
Really close.
Married at First Naked Sight.
I don't know.
A hint is Ryland Clark was the host.
Don't know who that is.
I do, but I don't know what he was hosting. You're gonna have to tell us.
Dating Naked UK.
Dating Naked UK.
How does that... Well, you date each other naked?
So what happens is that we all went to Colombia in Castellan.
Okay, obviously, because the legal limits there are a lot lower.
Correct, right? There you go. And what happened is that we all stay in a villa,
okay,
or a house, and basically it operates the same way. We all go on dates, horse riding, banana boating, doing different things, but the entire experience
is naked.
It's completely naked.
You went horse riding naked?
I didn't. Billy and Emily from the show, they went horse riding. I went on.
Is Billy okay? Because horse riding can be quite difficult for...
His first ever time.
Yeah.
And it was naked. Right. So that was a life experience for him.
Do you only get naked on the dates, but when you're in the house the rest of the time, you're clothed?
No. So the whole entire time is completely naked. So we enter. We basically walk up these stairs, either in pairs or on your own, meet everybody. And then once you're in, it's basically that. You are there naked, you're sleeping, you know, in five different beds in different rooms. You're making breakfast together, going on different dates together, and the entire thing is naked.
So that to me sounds either incredibly terrifying, you walk in, you're like, what the hell have I done? Or incredibly freeing and you forget everyone's naked within like 5 minutes.
It's amazing, to be honest, because you have the build-up, right? So these whole things of like you get stuck in a hotel and you're thinking, right, I've got to get naked, and the cast and producers and everyone else, they're coming up to you like they're gearing you up and you're like, right, wrecking out, right? You know,
are you doing like press-ups every morning?
You're like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. You're in the gym, hotel gym, and you're like, right, does you know, just, oh, okay, does my body look good? I was like, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm looking good. Does he look good?
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be the best. Never mind. And then you actually end up getting there. You realise that everyone's naked. You say hello, what you do and everything else. And then all of those insecurities and all those things that you had before, just before going in, you're like, they're all in the same boat.
Mm.
Yeah.
None of them can be any different. We all have to be naked. We all have to accept this. And I don't know about you guys. And this is what I said to the other cast. I was like, as soon as you register it, I don't know about you. As soon as you clock someone naked, you're like, right, got it.
Mm.
There.
Yeah.
You don't really need to see a game. Yeah. You don't need to stare. It's like your eyes wander when there's an opportunity to wander. And then you're like, do you know what?
They're naked. I'm naked. Yeah. Let's deal with it. Yeah.
And then
anyone get aroused early on? Because
Ali.
I'm curious. Like,
they did have eye stations for us, if that ever happened. Because obviously, you know, you can't film.
Erect.
Well, yes, correct, right? So if we want to get down to it, being soft is absolutely fine, but that can't be shown. So they did have times, if it ever happened, you know, call it quits, cameras off.
Is there a part of Ofcom rules where it goes, soft penis, okay, erect penis, not okay?
Yeah, was it all on display for the cameras?
Correct. So, well, I mean, obviously when it's soft. So if you know, Dan, the puppy dog he is sometimes, looks and goes, oh my God, and then suddenly it happens. You know, you hear a tannoy, cut. Dan, get in the ice.
My God.
That did happen.
The worst thing is, and you'll only know this, is that when you get in the ice, something happens.
What happens?
What happens when you get... I've never been in the ice.
You get cold, and what happens when you get cold?
Yeah. You're no longer...
It's not impressive. Right. Okay. Oh, and then we get out of the ice, and then suddenly, Dan, you know, okay, cool, this is Dan.
To be honest, the cut in the thing would be enough.
I'm learning a lot about male anatomy.
This is the most I've ever spoken on the radio about.
Yeah.
Just like anything.
When I was asking quite the yes or no questions, I asked if you were involved in any sort of, not scandal, if you did something particularly outrageous, you said yes. What did you do?
So, there may have been a time where me and this woman called Monica, whose profession was being a dominatrix.
Right.
And it got out that I quite like a spank.
Right.
So the outrageous thing that might have happened was that we ended up winning a lovely private room to spend the night together. And there may have been a cat and nine's tail on the bed waiting for us.
A what?
A cat and nine's tail is like a whip that's like shredded. So do you know one of those whips that's that like have got like... things ripped on it.
Okay.
I'll join to show you a picture.
Yeah, only if it's not going to scar me like the Real Housewives of New York did.
I'll show you.
They had one just waiting for you on the bed.
Correct.
So they'd set you up.
And to be honest, Dan took a lashing.
Okay. That looks... Okay.
Yeah.
So what, you took a lashing on that?
Yeah, and it was a very romantic day.
You know, that's in the Middle East, that's punishment for crime.
I know. on Dating Naked UK, that's a date item.
Okay. And so was that all on TV? Like, correct. You taking the lashing was on TV?
Yeah. So that all got shown.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, that might have been an outrageous thing that everyone kind of went a bit mad over because, you know, a man of my sort of, I suppose, structure going all fours.
I didn't need to know the all fours. I've run out of questions, Dan, because I'm really stuck on that one.
Was there a winner of this?
Correct.
Yes.
So, the winner wins. I think the couple that win, they win £50,000.
And how do you win?
So it was all down to the voting that we did together. So the boys voted for the girls and the girls voted for the guys. Mm. And depending how you...
How far did you make it?
So I think I got to just before the final. Mm. So I think I made the seventh episode out of 10.
Right. Yeah.
And because I made a few connections. My journey on it was very different. There was three different odd girls in there. And it started off kind of not great for me. And everyone coupled up really quickly. And then this bombshell came in, Tian. And she picked me for a date. And then we got on. and it went really well. And then I'm quite a flamboyant character. Mm-hmm. And I think that was personality wasn't great for her. So she decided to divert to somewhere else. And then I ended up meeting somebody who matched my personality, Monica. Mm. And that obviously went a bit wild. And then through the journey I had, after I left, there was a thing with a different contestant, Emily, when we got out. So I ended up...
Wait, so you got together with a different contestant when you left the villa?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I hear that's a common thing on these shows. Mm. Is that?
So my journey ended up very varied throughout. Fun.
Are you still with this person that you...
We're very
together.
Good friends. Okay. We're very good friends, but not in a romantic way.
Okay.
Were you nervous for the series to come out? I mean, presumably you like had family and friends who knew you were going to go on it.
Correct.
Yeah.
And my closest sort of circle knew. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, it was a massive shock for everybody. And I kind of wanted it to be a shock. Mm-hmm. I really didn't want to be like the person like, oh, this is coming out, this is coming out, mm-hmm. this is going out. You eventually see it. I just thought, as it unveils, it comes out. You forget
quite
about
literally.
It as well. Mm. When it gets filmed in February and it gets put out in August, I did. I don't know about anyone else, but I kind of forgot about it. I thought, right, that was something that we did. You thought about it for like the first month afterwards. And then as you left it, I suppose, it kind of was like you got into your normal work, your day-to-day stuff. You became that normal person again after you did it. It was like waiting to come.
What do you do for work day-to-day?
I'm a personal trainer.
Okay.
But I work at a golf club in their Pacific gym, training golfers. Sometimes I used to play professional cricket, so I ended up training cricketers as well.
Yeah.
So I put personal training into more sportsmen than the
How do they
member.
Take it?
Do you know what? All for it. As soon as it came
out... For them, it's publicity, right? Come and get personal trained by...
I generally thought, I was like, right, I'm getting axed from this golf club.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I didn't tell them. And then I thought there was a certain point before it came out that I should let them know. And it was about 3 weeks before it aired, the first episode. And I went up to my GM and I was just like, right, look, I get on all fours naked. I get lashed. This is what goes down.
I really want to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
I completely
That's amazing.
Get it if you want to get rid of me. And then she just turned around and was like, no, you are so fantastic. There was a couple of guys... on the golf course that we've got into the PGA for the China tour that comes in December. They were like, Dan, like, you're a fresher breath of air here. You're so much energy. And do you know what? It's 2024.
Yeah.
I got you.
Do you get like stopped on the street now and occasionally and be like...
So sometimes
that's,
I get...
That's
so
slashing
I,
done.
I do. So do you know what? It's so bizarre. I get a lot of DMs about, you know, do you want to come to mine and I'll spank you?
Oh.
That thing happens.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
But in the public... Yeah, you're like, no, really normal. Not. But the public I do is I had an argument with somebody during the show, a guy called Mike, and I shush him. I go, shh.
All right.
Park it now, boy.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that. So a lot of people come like, oi, Dan, shh, park it now. And then we have a little laugh and stuff.
Oh, right.
It's one of those. But yeah, I don't usually get anything else other than the shush. And it's really funny waking up every day, going to do things and suddenly random people shushing you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So overall, you're happy you did it?
Do you know what? Yeah, it was a lovely experience. During it was something that I could never do before. Like, I've never been on a banana boat jumping up and down, going into the sea naked. I've never felt so normal being in a free... Waking up...
It helps it's in Colombia, right? Because the weather's nice.
That was really good.
Yeah.
But waking up not knowing that you need to put an outfit on and stress about the insecurity of that, like, what does this person think if I wear this or this type of watch or what happens? None of that was gone.
You're not so even allowed watches?
No, nothing. Oh, so you woke up and you went to breakfast and you started your day. That was really freeing at one point. Like, after the first couple of days and we knew we were all in the same boat, it was just almost like, okay, this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it became normal. And I learned about myself a lot, like... everything that I went through from all the different relationships I had and all the friends I made, it changed me 100%. And I'm so glad I did that because it woke me up. And I was like, do you know what? I am a bit odd and wonderful sometimes. And it's okay to be. Mm. I got very shy about it. And I was like, can I be like this person? That show made me feel like, oh my God, I can. Mm. I'm allowed to be this freaking person that, you know, I thought like it might be annoying.
Mm. Yeah.
But actually, really, people took a really big positive response from it.
Yeah. I have one last question before I know we're very quickly. Now that if you're going to date someone now, do you feel like you have to tell them you've been on the show?
Do you know what? No, I haven't really. Right. And it's not really affected it.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm happy to tell and say this is what. And if somebody else goes, oh, no, I recognise you from it. Absolutely. But do you know what? It's never really actually been a conversation that's ruined anything.
Right, I got
you. But I've never actually opened with it. I feel it's a bit like,
It's a bit weird thing to start.
Well, it's just like, hey, do you know I'm on this show? It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. You can see me naked if you want without this date going particularly well.
You
can go online. Dan, remember your surname? Because it wasn't written here because I had to guess who you are.
Ash.
Dan Ash, thank you so much. That was our mystery guest, Dan Ash, for joining us in the studio. Spanking interview, if I do say so myself.
Do you know what, Ali? This has given me some ideas for next Halloween's episode.
I don't know what ideas those could be. but I'm sure
the producers... Definitely get a cat and nines tail.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because you need to see... A cat and nines tail.
That's the thing she showed me.
Yeah, you need to see it in the physical form.
I don't think I do, but... Joining us next, we've got Shona Manderson from Married at First Sight. We've been talking a lot about reality TV shows, though he's made me watch a few. I'm really looking forward to speaking to Shona Manderson. Joining us next from Married at First Sight.
Access All Areas continues next. Boobar Radio. What the Hell with Gabby Allen.
Three words to describe yourself.
Weird, funny, and quirky. I'm a strange guy.
Oh, I love that. That's good. Not many men would say that. Normally they're like, yeah, strong.
No, you know what? That's what people think I'm going to be. Like, they see, like, the gym and the muscles and the tattoos, and they think I'm going to be, like, this, like, serious, like, fuckboy, like, laugh. You know what I mean? And then they meet me, and I'm like a Jim Carrey. I'm like a muscly Jim Carrey.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all FUBAR shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app. Just search for FUBAR Radio on the Apple and Google app stores. Yay! The FUBAR Radio app. Get it today. Get it today.
I was fine on this beach the other day. I didn't know the time of high tide changes, and I had no idea it could come in so fast. So I'm finding out the hard way. From this fella, the Coast Guard, who dropped in to get me out.
Ready!
Before you go to the coast, check the tide times online. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Some companies try to reel people in by promising quick cash if you pay them to claim work expenses. But think twice before taking the bait, because they might just want to land a commission, and it turns out you aren't eligible to claim anything. You'll have to pay HMRC back, and it's unlikely the company will refund any fees. So don't get caught out. Check if you're eligible and make a claim with HMRC for free online. Just search Don't Get Caught Out.
Politics Uncensored.
I felt like it was a little bit, they wanted to go viral. They wanted the clip to end up on socials and be able to go viral, and there was nothing substantive on it. So to be honest, it kind of pissed me off because I thought it was a throwaway comment made for social media as opposed to actually giving voters information they need when they enter the voting booth.
Totally agree. And I also found the whole, I think he said something about Keir Starmer's strings being pulled by senior members of the Labour Party. I found that slightly conspiratorial.
That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum.
What's kind of that one golden thing that you like to share with people who are trying to start a business?
That's a really easy one, because I have a mantra which, you know, I say to young people all the time, and they really get it when I say it. And it goes like, don't undermine who you are by comparing yourself with someone else. It's because we are all different. Why each of us is special.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Good evening, everybody. It's Bobby Maloney. No, it's Ali Norris. No, it's Ali Maloney. And I'm here on Access All Radios with...
me, Zoe Grunewald.
And it's either been a train wreck or a brilliant episode.
We're having fun. That's the main thing.
I'm having a great time. And we are now really excited to be joined by Shona and Tasha, who appeared on Married at First Sight UK last year. So Shona was originally married to Brad, but they were removed from the experiment after quote-unquote toxic behaviour, is what I've got written here. After the experiment, she got together with one of the other husbands, Matt, and they attended the reunion together as a couple. Shona, thank you so much for joining us. For both Shona and Tasha, full transparency, Zoe, huge fan of Married at First Sight. Ali has never seen an episode in his life. So, Shona, if I could begin with asking you, why would you go on a show called Married at First Sight?
I feel like you go on a show like Married at First Sight because you just massively believe in love. Like, for me personally, I was just so optimistic about the whole thing. And I just felt like it was my destiny. And I just feel like, why not? Mm. Why the hell not? Like, live your life and go do something crazy. And it might work, it might not. But you'll learn a lot along the way.
Tasha, was it the same for you?
100%. Like, I always said, what is the worst that could happen? You're either going to find someone that you fall in love with, or you're going to go, you're going to have the best experience, make friends along the way and learn so much about yourself. Literally, what is the worst that could happen? Because I had a ball. I don't know about you, Michelle. Lovely time. Well.
So I watched all your series. I loved it. Me and my partner just like binged it on the sofa every night it was on. And obviously, Shona, you originally went in with Brad, but then you finished the experiment with a different husband, Matt. Mm-hmm. You're still together? Is that right? You're still together?
We are still together. We live together now.
Fantastic. Crazy. Okay, so just tell us about how that happened. You know, how is it that you can go in with one husband and then, you know, you come out with a whole different thing going on?
Well, basically, so obviously I got sent home from the experiment, and I will say it was nothing to do with what I did. It was not my behaviour, it was Bradley. So I got sent home. Anyway, when you're on maths...
What did Bradley do? Sorry, I didn't watch.
Well, it was a long story. We'd have to do a whole... Yeah,
was not a good guy.
Brad's a waste man.
Yeah, okay. Brad is a waste man.
Yeah, we'll just move on. Brad's a waste man.
Let's leave it at that. And so you get sent home, and I got sent home, and everyone on maths has burner phones, so you can't talk to them. And you also, like, I knew there was this new couple, like, three new couples coming into the experiment. Like on Love Island, you have bombshells. They were coming in, but I had no idea who they were, and nobody could tell me. I couldn't text anyone. I couldn't be like, who are they? So anyway, Matt was one of the people that came in, and he took my room. I went off to Sri Lanka, did some healing, came back to reunion, and I saw Matt, and I had no idea who he was. It's like 6'4", gorgeous bodybuilder, like Teddy energy guy. And he wasn't with the person that he married anymore, and I was single in my element, and we got together.
So it all worked out for the best, really.
It was actually a crazy story how it all worked.
And Tasha, with you, obviously you're still with your husband. How's that going?
It's going really good. Yeah, we've been together for like a year and a half now. We're not living together like Shona and Matt, but it works for us. And yeah, we're just still enjoying each day and taking it as it comes. We've still got I'm hoping for an engagement ring anytime soon. Oh. It's one day. Like, it's going good. I can't complain.
I dropped my lollipop. Can I ask both of you? I don't watch any of this stuff, right? But my wife loves it. My assumption coming in is that people go on these shows to be famous. Did you want to be famous?
No.
I'll ask Tasha first and then Shona. Because that's the assumption that a lot of the public will have, is that you wanted to be famous.
I feel like there are certain people that have been on it in the past and are currently on it this year that have definitely wanted to be famous. Like, you can always tell who's gone in for the right reasons. And I feel like you always know who it is from the public's perception of you, like how they take you on. Like, if people are calling you real and genuine, you know that you're there for the right reasons. I couldn't care less about being famous.
How could you tell when you were... Was it One Big Villa?
Pardon?
Was it One Big Villa you were in?
Yeah, one big apartment, yeah.
How could you tell who was like sort of fake in there to just be famous?
Well, some people would just bluntly say it. Like, the person I was with fully said, I'm here to be the meditation, be a meditation guide of the UK and to, like, better myself, and it's all career, but I'm open to love. So some people verbally will say... And you can just tell. Like, I think I went into that situation quite naive. Like, I've never done TV before. And then I was just like, what? Like, I sat there and applied for it.
Yeah, right.
I think Tasha did as well. We were there, like, doing our forms, like, fully going for it. whereas a lot of people get scouted for these kind of things.
But surely, if people get scouted for them, there is a sense then that they're not necessarily like fully, their heart's not fully in it from the beginning. And like one thing I've noticed, especially watching Married at First Sight, because obviously the premise is you literally meet the guy on the wedding day, you have a wedding. It's not a legal ceremony, but it is for all intents and purposes a wedding.
Where and I come from, it's called an arranged marriage.
and then you spend the time together like a married couple. And although the public can see it's not a legal marriage, you guys take it incredibly seriously. And if you feel like someone isn't treating it like a marriage, you guys get really annoyed. And it took me a while to realize that clearly it's drilled into you guys how serious this is. So when you feel like someone isn't being real, that must be incredibly frustrating.
It's so frustrating. It's like, why are you taking advantage of this incredible experience? Because you've done the wedding day, you do genuinely feel like you've been legally married. Then you've got the honeymoon, and then you're meeting friends and family. Like, it feels so real. And because you're in that bubble, you forget that it's not until you come out of the experiment. And then you're like, oh, actually, it's really, really, really not real.
Can I ask you both, both Tash and Shona, you've both found love in different ways while on the show. Was there some convincing to do to like parents and friends that this is real when you've come back home, that this is, that I actually do like this person, this isn't just a stunt? Or is everyone like super accepting straight away?
For me, for my situation, like, oh my God, like, so accepting straight away. I think everyone was just like, yes, this makes sense. Yeah. No, because no one has ever said to Matt and I, oh, you're just together because of math. No one. Like, I've never even seen that on comments. Like, I feel like everyone is literally like, you two make sense. Like, we get it.
Yeah. Tasha, for you?
I feel like the only person I needed to convince was my dad. My dad is a very strict black man.
Yeah.
So he was not here for it at first. Even when I told him that I was going to get married, he was like,
did you have to convince him to go on the show? Like, or did you have to kind of explain going on the show?
I had to explain the concept of it to him, and he still didn't really understand. He didn't want any part of it, which I respected. But I wish he would have been there to walk me down the aisle. But I think he wants to be there when it's legit, when it's real.
Yeah.
Which is that.
Tasha, you, when you were on the show, you had a few moments where you had some quite heated conversations with people. When you watched those back, I mean, did you watch those back? And when you watched them back, how did you feel watching yourself, you know, in conflict with people on national TV, with everybody piling in with their opinions on social media? I mean, how was that for you?
Me? Conflict? No, it was hard to watch. And when I knew it was going to be like an argumentative episode, I would have to watch it with friends because I didn't feel like I could watch it by myself. Nice to see, obviously, and it always comes down to how they edit it as well, because they can take bits out, they can put different facial expressions in at the wrong moment. Like, there's a lot of things that they can do to make it worse or better. So I didn't like watching it. I don't like to see myself being angry or upset or argumentative. No one wants to see that. And then the hate you would get afterwards was awful. Some of the worst days of my life, some of the hate I got for that. And I was like, I am a good person, but everyone argues, guys. Calm down.
Do you feel like you got enough support from the show, or enough kind of, you know, did they sort of warn you in the beginning that it would be like this? Because I've noticed people are very vocal on social media, on X, for example, when they're watching maths, you know, they really sort of pile on one person. I mean, did you feel like the show really prepared you for how that could be?
I don't feel like could prepare you enough, but they did tell you, and you do get to speak to psychs, you've got welfare, they do give you a lot of support, 100%. You can speak to the psychs whenever you want to, if you're feeling down or your mental health's not great. So you do get really good support, but I feel like it's always going to be hard, no matter how much support you get. Like, you've gone from doing a normal 9-to-5 job and not having to have everyone's opinions on you and your relationship, to then the whole world judging you, your relationship, your looks, the way you speak, like everything.
And Shona, for you, obviously, it was almost a similar situation in that your relationship with Brad was very much under scrutiny, mainly because of the way he was treating you. When you watched that back, did you see what everybody was concerned about? Did you see it more clearly when you were out of it, being able to like actually watch it?
Yeah, that's what's scary. It's like, because when I was in that experiment, because I've thought about it a lot with, because it's been a year, I've been like quite reflective in the last like few weeks, and with maths being on, obviously. But I was like, oh my gosh, I was very like, my emotions, I was so aware of him. So when we were having like conversations and we were on camera, I was just looking at him like, oh my God, in my head thinking, because there's a lot of stuff that wasn't aired, and there's a lot of stuff that happened off camera, but even stuff that we had on camera, I was in such a protective, like, I love you, I care for you, I don't want you to ruin your life. I was sitting there thinking like, oh my God, like this conversation is going to ruin your life if this is aired. And I was just so panicky about him, and I was so lost in that. So when I sat on the sofa and I watched it all, oh my gosh, I was like, what the hell? And that's really hard. That is a hard position to be in, because when you're so emotionally invested in someone, you lose that. And I did have a lot of conversations off camera with Bradley, but that was never aired, obviously. But one of my things is like, I really wish that I like stood in my power more and called him out on camera, but I didn't, because I was so aware of him and his family. But yeah, that's a lesson, isn't it?
Can I ask you, have you been watching this year's series, and are there any couples you've been rooting for? And I caught a hint of, when I asked about who's trying to be famous, that I suspect some of you think some of the people this year are just trying to be famous, and I'm going to need you to drop some names for me, because I'm going to go and watch. Bear in mind, I've never watched any episode, so I'm going to go watch based on your recommendation of who's trying to be famous. So what do you think of this year's couples, and who's just there for the Instagram blue tick?
I'll let you do that, Otesha.
We've been hacked by the producers.
They don't want us to know.
Married at First
We've
Sight.
Frozen. Oh, I hope we get them back. I was really excited for that. Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Maybe Bobby can get more of them next week.
That was such a...
That's such a shame. Do you want to know who I think it is in it for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, I won't know who they are, but yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. We've
oh, hang on, Tasha's
back.
Oh, good. Tasha, go on, hit us. Come on, quickly.
Can you answer that again for us?
Nathan, they're working. But then because they're working so well, they don't get shown as much, which is upsetting, because you want to see the good. And then you've got Ross, like, they seem good. But then there are just a lot of individuals that, let's just say, they know what they're doing.
Go on, who?
Name.
They know when to pipe up. They know when to get involved in someone else's drama. But
are you maybe saying someone beginning with the letter P?
You said that.
I'm just wondering. Say... Okay, all right.
Is that Pierre that I spoke about earlier? Or is that a different person?
Okay, well, thank you for that. I think that's unfortunately all we've got time for, which is very, very sad.
Yeah, I have learned so much, guys, and I'm going to go now look for this mystery P person who's just trying to get famous off Married at First Sight, which is definitely what you both said.
I hope we can talk to you guys again next year. Shona, thank you so
clarify,
much.
I said that, you didn't say that. I just want to make that clear for all the listeners.
I didn't say anything.
Shona, thank you so much. Tash, thank you so much. Did you learn a lot there, Ali?
Can I be honest? When I approached it, I was like, there is no way that anyone reasonable going on the show is actually expecting love, that they're all just going to get famous. That's what I thought coming
They are
in.
Two very genuine.
I kind of got the sense that they were.
Contestants,
that
I would
they
say.
Probably did want to be famous, but they're also interested in the sort of the social experiment element. And they've both found love in some way. And what a waste man Brad is, from what I'm hearing. Brad, if you're listening, get in touch, mate, and I'll ignore you, because apparently you're a waste man. This has been a roller coaster ride for me. I've learnt about Timothy Chalamet's look-alike contest. Mm-hmm. I've learnt about Maura Higgins, who's on Love Island and is going on I'm a Celebrity. Perry Edwards.
It's really not a hard
Jesse
word.
No, it's the way it's spelt that's a problem for me.
Okay.
And I'm really rooting for Kieran and Kristen.
Christina.
So I've come a lot.
So yeah, he's learned a lot today.
Zoe, help me.
I don't think we're not going to be invited back. That was all a lot of fun. Thank you for having us on. Thank you for letting us fill in for Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby, for letting us take over your show.
A reminder that he will be filling in for us on Politics Uncensored tomorrow to talk about the budget, all the budget reactions. So make sure you tune in.
Yes, thank you so much for listening to Access All Areas. As always, you can listen to us on Politics Uncensored from next week, not this week. This week you can join Bobby. I've been Ali Milani. You can find me at Ali Milani UK.
And me at Zoe Grunewald.
Please send any criticism to Zoe. Thank you very much. This has been Access All Areas.